Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish. What's up, y'all? Welcome to a Father's Day special of Right Now-ish. Look, I'm a dad, a very proud father. My daughter, Zuri, she's 3, and she's beautiful and intelligent and animated and goofy, and she's a straight ball of fun.
Sing it. Sing it.
Sing Baby Shark. I can't tell you how often I ask myself what I think she'll be when she grows up. And even more importantly, how can I assist her in that mission? See, I don't want to force anything on her, but instead I want to expose her to different things, especially things that I think she might like, given her natural personality. So, in effort to balance nature and nurture, I figured it'd be a good time to talk to another father-daughter duo. You know, get some tips on best practices and all of that. This week, I'm talking to Sydney Nicole. She's a singer and songwriter from Berkeley, who got her start in the game over a decade ago as a teenager. Sydney is this free spirit who does her own thing when it comes to her art, despite the fact that her father, Gary Reeves, is a heavyweight in the entertainment industry. He's got over 4 decades of experience under his belt, and he's done work with the likes of Jamie Foxx and Michael Jordan. Sydney and Gary get along pretty well. A conversation with them is wall-to-wall laughter. I mean, they're not perfect or anything. They've got their differences as well.
You know, like, I don't swear, I don't drink, you know, so, you
and
know.
I'm the complete opposite.
You know, so.
Learning about the entertainment industry is cool and all, but what I wanted to talk to Gary and Sydney about was how to maintain a healthy father-daughter relationship. Because, obviously, I have a young entertainer in my house. And I still got a lot to learn about this thing called fatherhood. More coming up in just a moment.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
So, Gary, when did you first notice Sydney's talents?
A friend of mine who's an engineer was in town from Florida, and basically Sydney had asked, you know, to go into the studio for her birthday. He took her in. He was gracious enough to kind of, he worked with a lot of big artists. And he said, man, Sydney can really write, man, and sing, man. I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, huh? I mean, like, Sydney was doing softball and volleyball, you know, in high school. So I'm like, we're working on this softball scholarship is what we're doing right now. I said, man, I'm not trying to pull Sydney in the music. He said, no, bro, you got to hear this song, man. It's right in front of you. I mean, at that time, I was working heavily with Jamie Foxx. So she said, Dad, I just want to do these 3 songs and then have a meeting with Jamie Foxx. I said, okay, cool. I mean, like, that's not a big ask, okay? You know, I mean, and, you know, so she's like, let me just take me right to the table, Dad, so I go land this deal for myself, like, tomorrow, you know?
Wait, what age is this? This is 16?
16.
Yeah, just let me meet Jamie Foxx, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and get started with this thing.
Right, exactly.
Did you ever feel yourself kind of, like, pushing Sydney? Like, was there ever any, like, conflict? I guess that's a question for both of you. Or Sydney, if you want to take that. Did you ever feel pushed by your father?
My focus right now is trying to keep that balance, basically. Because sometimes, you're a Leo, first of all. So his pride is insane to where, like, you can't be messing up. Like, you know? So when it's show day, it's just like, you need to chill. Like, chill, bro. Like, I joke around and call him Joe Jackson. Because, like, sometimes it's like, all right. Like, I'm not about to be perfect. Like, chill. But we're slowly finding that balance. Dad, you want to answer something, too?
Yeah, I mean, and when she says Joe Jackson, my whole thing is, 'cause I'm sensitive to that. I let Sydney be Sydney, to be honest with you. I mean, she grew up in the industry. She's been in the studio since she was 5 years old. So, you know, I think the music inspiration really came from her being around it so long, and it just kind of spilled over on her.
When people think about father managers in the music industry, people think about Joe Jackson. People think about Matthew Knowles. People think about, like, there's a negative rep. Like, how do you combat that?
I'm not trying to use her shine to make me shine. And a lot of times when you have dad managers or mom managers, they're taking their child's gift and leveraging that shine for their own shine. You know, I opened up the door, but she had to go in there with the records. And sometimes it can work as a disadvantage because every person that's influential in the business that I know, all they kids trying to get in the business, right? So it's tough, right? So you almost go in with a little bit of a, you know,
that's
extra eyesight on you, like, okay, I understand that's your daddy, but okay, I mean, can you come with it for real? So I try to give her our own ID in it.
That's interesting how it can almost work against you
in some facets. There's been a couple of situations where it's just like, all right, Gary's your dad. What are you doing? Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's just like, sometimes it was like, I have to overprove myself. Yeah, it's definitely both.
I let people listen, not saying it's my daughter first, to see how they respond, because I really want her to have her own credibility.
That's tight. In terms of stepping into your own, Sydney, do you remember the moment that you first cussed in front of your father? Bring me into that story.
Oh, first time I cursed in front of my dad, it was in a song. And I was so uncomfortable, and he cringed.
Yeah.
I was 19, and I said the F word in the song. You made me go back to the studio and do a radio version.
Yeah.
So, like, he scheduled a whole nother studio session for me to go back to say something else. Like, he was like, you're not saying the F word in this song.
But it was all for the better. It was for practice, you know, like.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. Yeah. But, like,
but you know, I I'm still that way today, like, working with comedians. You know, it's like, unless it brings emphasis, right, and it drives it something did. Home.
I meant that.
Don't use it. I'm like, okay, you're really reaching.
I meant that F word.
Yeah, I understand. But I meant that F word. You're really reaching.
The reason why I wanted to have this conversation is not only to highlight the work that you all are doing, but also because it's Father's Day weekend, and I'm a father of a young daughter she's some type of entertainer. I don't know. She a comedian or an actress. I don't know. But do you have any advice for just kind of assisting a young woman into her craft?
The main thing is be loving as a dad, you know, and then be real, right, at the same time, because if we sugarcoat it, the reality is going to hit them in the face at some point if they don't have what it takes to make it, right? So from that standpoint, I'm always real with Sydney. Sydney has enough confidence where she will challenge me on certain things I feel a certain way about. So I just let it go. And like, hey, okay, that's your decision. You live with your decision. Fine. But daddy love you, you know. But understand daddy's been in the game for 20 years. So just understand that. So a lot of my clients or partners that I have now, they'll say, Sydney, now your daddy did help me, and my career is at this level. You might want to listen to your daddy sometime.
Right.
So I try to keep that balance of just, hey, dad's here no matter what. I have to be real with you. I'm going to let you be your own voice. But at the same time, I don't want you to be a train wreck either. If I see a train wreck coming, I'm going to call that one out.
Yeah. I can appreciate that. I can definitely.
My dad has let me be me. Like, I went from volleyball to softball to being a singer to be like, just, he just let me go. But it was still, of course, there's always love. So I feel like when you let a person be free and still have that love, they're going to blossom no matter what.
Of the many things that I will pull away from this conversation, the one thing that resonates with me is to simply be loving as a dad. Thank you, Mr. Reeves, for that wisdom. And on top of that, be real, which is a part of being loving, right? Yeah. You can follow Sydney's work on Instagram at SydneyNicole_. One more time, it's Sydney, spelled with a Y, Nicole, spelled with a Y, _. She's currently working with her father on a bunch of things, including a documentary. Be on the lookout for that. Before you go, I have to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, the stepfathers, father figures, all of you. And I have to give a big thank you to the team at KQED. That's my producer, Ashley Ann Krigbaum, my editor, Jessica Plachik, the higher-ups, Erica Aguilar, David Marcus, and Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Pendarvis Hardshaw. This is Right Nowish. Peace.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.